From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. NATO officials in Afghanistan say coalition forces have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader there. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the Saudi national was killed by an airstrike in a remote province bordering Pakistan.
NATO officials say Sahar al-Taifi was the second-ranking al-Qaeda member in Afghanistan and that he frequently crossed back and forth from Pakistan. Officials said he and another member of al-Qaeda were killed by a precision airstrike. Local Afghan officials in Kunar province confirmed the airstrike and said no civilians were harmed. They could not corroborate the identity of the targets. American estimates of the number of al-Qaeda operatives in Afghanistan vary from scores to hundreds, mostly based in eastern border provinces such as Kunar. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan has been meeting with Syria's president in Damascus today in an effort to bring an end to the crisis in that country. The UN Human Rights Office says the vast majority of the 100 or so people killed in a massacre in a Syrian town over the weekend were shot to death in their homes at close range. Texas holds its Republican presidential primary today, and Mitt Romney is poised to secure the rest of the 1,144 delegates he needs to win the party's nomination at its convention in August. Romney is already staking out positions for the fall campaign against President Obama, including the need for a strong military.
A strong America is the best deterrent to war there ever has been invented.
Romney speaking in San Diego. He'll be holding rallies and fundraisers today in Colorado and Nevada. The jury in the trial of former Senator John Edwards begins its seventh day of deliberations this morning. Jeff DeBerry in Greensboro, North Carolina, reports Edwards has been trying to stay relaxed during the wait for a verdict.
Edwards left the courthouse twice last week to take in college baseball games just a few blocks away. The jury of eight men and four women has now spent more than 30 hours deliberating six alleged counts of campaign finance violations. On Friday, there was a 35-minute closed court session to deal with a juror matter, although the judge provided no details as to what that was. Edwards, the 2004 vice presidential nominee, is accused of using about $1 million from two wealthy donors to try to hide his pregnant mistress. If convicted, he faces up to 30 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Jeff DeBerry in Greensboro, North Carolina.
A moderate earthquake has shaken an area of northern Italy, in the same region where another tremor hit earlier this month. At least nine people are reported dead. The remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl are sweeping across parts of the south, bringing heavy rain to the region today, rain that's badly needed there. In the resort community of Tybee Island, Georgia, Mayor Jason Buellerman tells WTOC that people are being warned about dangerous rip currents along the beaches.
Currents are invisible almost, you know, so that's very concerning to us. Make sure that people are safe, especially people who are here from out of town and aren't familiar with what that can mean and how dangerous they can really be.
The storm is expected to move out to sea by Thursday. This is NPR News. A man has fallen from a 150-foot-tall construction crane in Texas on which he had been perched in a long standoff with Dallas police. His condition is not known. Brad Cheeves is a spokesman for Southern Methodist University, where the crane is located.
It is a secure construction site. It has a cyclone fence around it.
The man had claimed he was armed and he was threatening to shoot anyone who approached him. Pope Benedict's personal butler has reportedly agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into the leaking of confidential Vatican documents. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports that while few believe the butler was working alone, the Vatican is denying that any cardinals were involved.
Holy See spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said many Vatican officials are being questioned, but insisted that no cardinal is under suspicion. But Lombardi acknowledged that this is naturally something that can hurt the Church and put trust in it and the Holy See to the test. The Italian media has been filled with interviews with people identified as leakers. One of them said their aim is to show how weak Pope Benedict is and to make clear that the fundamental role of the Church is to defend the gospel, not accumulate power and money. The Pope's butler, Paolo Gabriele, arrested Wednesday and charged with theft, remains in Vatican custody. His lawyer said Gabriele is serene and ready to cooperate with investigators. Few Vatican insiders believe the butler acted on his own. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
13 people are set to receive the Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in a ceremony at the White House this afternoon. The recipients include former Senator and astronaut John Glenn, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, and legendary musician Bob Dylan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.